Welcome back to Entertainment Banter. Were you going to say something?
Well, I'm Matt.
Okay.
And you are?
I guess I'm Joel.
You are Joel.
So, this is a special 30th episode of...
Entertainment Banter.
We made it. 30 episodes.
30 episodes.
Not putting them online until probably 30 episodes.
Yeah, that was our unwritten rule.
Probably shouldn't let people know that.
No, too late. You did. Hey, guess what? We've been doing this for quite a while, though, so all the stuff that we're talking about is history. So we should call it Entertainment Banter, Entertainment History, is what we really should be calling it.
Yeah, because what we think is relevant is not relevant when you're listening to it.
But you know what? You can go back in time. You know, for example, if Casablanca just came out, you know, it'd be interesting to hear what people thought as the movie came out. You know, we don't have that now, but thanks to the luxury of podcast, we can go back and listen to people talk about movies as they came out. Could be a good retrospect.
Hey, retro's in.
Yeah, it is in.
So, on this big, glorious episode, we, Matt and I, spent an afternoon together.
Yep.
To binge watch a Netflix series that just came out. When you listen to this, it'll probably be months ago.
And it'll probably be canceled by then.
Probably canceled, but it's called Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's...
10 episodes.
For now.
About 30 minutes each, right?
For now. It could be the new South Park, Simpsons, whatever.
Hey, who knows? Don't compare it to those.
Archer. What? Why?
Let's just say it's a show that Netflix greenlit just because someone already did it.
Okay. Fair enough. Is that what you think happened?
Maybe.
All right. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how it got produced and or made and pitched, but it's on Netflix now, that's for sure. And it's an interesting concept. It's a concept that everybody can relate to at one point in their lives or another. Is it done? I don't know. I'll just say it's crass.
do we break down the summary? We should break down the summary real quick.
Yeah, go for it. I'm sure people know.
It's pretty just what like Jewish boys in their. It's literally.
It is, which is interesting.
About, yeah, they don't really go out and say that they're Jewish, but they are. They're
all hanging out at the synagogue, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
you know?
They've made small little insights of that they're Jews, and they're pubescent,
well,
premature.
Some of them
are premature Jews, and the others are going through maturity and learning about masturbation.
Well, they're all going through puberty, for sure. Boys and girls alike.
All of it. They hit subjects that we weren't comfortable with.
Well, you know, we can get more into that as time goes by, but that just might be the battle of the sexes right there.
So, let me ask you, Matt, what entertained you about
this? Oh, my God, are you kidding me? All right, listen. I got to be honest with you. This is the type of show that I definitely can't say. All right, let me start by saying I definitely laughed watching it. I just felt bad laughing. Does that make sense? Like, I'm like, oh, man, I'm a terrible human being because I think this is awful and at the same time, hilarious.
And we kept pressing play.
Yeah.
I had to force you after episode 8 to press play.
Yeah, well, there's only, honestly, out of 10 episodes, there's only a couple that felt weak. After the first five, after the first five were comic gold. After that, it kind of went down a little bit. But to answer your question, I loved this creation of the monster that is puberty, literally.
What do they call
them? I can't remember what they said. It's terrible, but what did they? I can't remember something monster.
Monster.
No, it had something to do with puberty. I can't remember. But anyways, puberty literally in the manifestation of monster, and it's like Jiminy Cricket. But with pure raging hormones.
It was hormone monster.
Yeah, the hormone monster. He was quite hilarious.
He was the best part of the show, I think.
Oh, without question. In fact, that one episode we thought was really weak, he was in it the least.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe she made a guest appearance in it, but...
But he had his moments.
He had his moments.
Even when you felt the story was going weak, or, I mean, the plot was just masturbation or learning about your human body.
Right.
When he popped in, it definitely...
And it was very, like, you know, angel-devil on the shoulders, except there was no angel. It was just all devil. That's what it was like, watching him.
His nose was a penis.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's...
Oh, man, that show. I don't even know.
Well, let's talk about that. You jumped right in. Well, like Peter Griffin has balls for a chin, but it's, you know, the thing is with this...
like a messenger bag. I was like, was your dad wearing a messenger bag having sex?
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. I laughed forever on that one. But let's talk about good penis,
writing.
Shall we?
Good writing.
You know, as two adult heterosexual males, you know.
Holy crap, there was a lot of penis. A
lot
in
of penis
show.
In the
a lot
show.
Of penis. Yeah. A lot of cartoon penis.
Animated penis
we
everywhere.
We should let you know this is an animated show.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, what's kind of funny about it, too, is the fact that there was... women don't get the chance to... you know, guys, they get to see women all the time naked. You know, that's just the common thing. And women always say, well, women are better to look at than men that are naked.
It's true.
You know?
Women are always better to look at. But, women agree with that, too.
Right. And no, after watching a bunch of animated penis, I can say that women are correct. You know, no one wants to see that.
No one wants to see
but
that.
But they did it. They did it. And they did it a lot. There was bags of penises. There was dreams about talking penises. There were people having sex, full-blown... animated penis. And we're not
you
talking.
You didn't see penetration sex.
No. But
you didn't see that.
Well, not entirely.
Hey, we saw a cartoon vagina.
We did.
With eyes and a mouth.
Yes, and it talked to us.
Oh
that's
my
right.
gosh, it talked.
Yeah, and if you're any boys out there in junior high school watching this show, it's very educational. It'll teach you all about the ladies and the ladies' parts, so you're good to go.
In that time of the month that nobody wants to talk about.
No, and you know, it's so funny, it's like watching a storm, because they addressed little girls going through puberty, and of course, never wear white shorts when you're about ready to have your first period, but...
Well, your mom... Anyway,
yeah, don't let your mom dress you
Jesus.
In white shorts. Yeah, yeah, we saw that coming a mile
and
away.
And women get horny too, remember that?
Yeah, women
don't
get
forget.
Horny too. Yeah.
When you're a little boy, as little boys, I mean, I can almost relate to the show only because, like, as you're a little kid, you don't think women poop. You don't think women, or the girls, or whatever you are, because you're a kid. Like, you don't think girls fart. You don't think girls...
Are you kidding
You don't think girls...
They do all
get
those
horny.
Things.
You don't do any of that. No, of course they
well,
do
Well, I'll tell you
things.
What.
They're
no,
human
no.
beings.
Yeah, no, I got the farting and stuff, but I will tell you this, and I said this while we're watching it. It's like, man, if I had known how hard up girls were, especially older girls than me, you know, like a couple years older... Like, back when you were in high school, right? Let's say you're a freshman and there's some senior girls. Had you had known, like, those senior girls were, like, straight up constantly wanting something and maybe even would think to go younger as opposed to older? Because in the high school eras, usually girls ideally are dating in their own...
Older.
Or older, right?
Correct.
But, you know, it's funny how if you look back, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I probably would have had a chance with a few more if I actually applied myself.
It's an age-old question, man.
Yeah.
If you can go back to high school.
Yeah.
And have all your knowledge you have now, but be your high school age again.
Yeah.
You know, what more, you know...
What more you could have accomplished?
What more could you accomplished, yeah. Or, you know, what more shenanigans you can get into, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
No question.
Well, you know, you can get away with so much more.
Well, let
you
me...
know
what
you can get away with.
And then also there was a female version of the puberty monster, which
yeah.
I thought was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I thought it was accurate. And I loved the scene. This is sexist or maybe not, I don't know, but I love the scene where she did get her period and all of a sudden, like, she turns into a raging hormonal bitch, you know? I just
oh
thought
my
that
God,
was...
yeah.
Now all of a sudden, a beautiful, sweet little girl suddenly just becomes a bitch overnight. I just thought that was kind of funny how...
It's because the hormone monster told her to be
a bitch.
Call her Diane.
That's right. Yell at your mother, you know?
And call her by her first name. That'll shut the nail in the coffin.
All right, so how about this? Like, what's wrong with male society? Because every joke that they made, that puberty monster made as the male one, came about, I really feel like... Whatever he said was in my head. Are men just that sick? I mean, we all thought every joke that they were going to say.
I think men are more perverted.
Yeah.
I mean, because you think about it, men will look at, I mean, some women.
Or are we
I
just.
I can't.
Or are we just vicious, you know?
You just can't. Maybe. We're just a violent. Men are more violent. By
you know, because I keep thinking about, like, that scene with the cracker. Like, the minute the brothers pulled out that cracker, I knew.
What they were thinking.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because you know what it is? Men expect the worst out of everybody. I think that's
maybe.
How our minds think.
Well,
because the minute you see a cracker, you're like, okay, someone shows you a cracker and they're talking about sex. The first thing you think of is anything terrible that could be done to that cracker. It's shoved in someone's ass and you try to eat it. You know, someone puts something that is biologically unsound on the cracker.
Men with the jizz
no,
the
I
cracker.
Know. Right, well, I did. But I'm just saying, do you see we immediately go to the worst. You know, we're not going to get, you know, some cheese whiz here. You know, we're not going to make s'mores. You know, when people see that in a show like that, at least men, we both assumed, oh, this is not going to end well.
Gross.
You know what I mean?
I gagged a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so gross even thinking
about it. Oh, I don't think about it.
And then they were throwing him at the early episode.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When'd you have time to masturbate?
Yeah.
So it is gross.
Just, and it's just awful. It's awful. We were talking about Orville, right? The new Seth MacFarlane last time?
Yeah,
we're
pretty close. Well, we didn't talk about it on here, I don't think.
I thought we did, but maybe not. Maybe. I can't remember what we talked about. Sure. Anyway, it's bad.
I think we talked about Seth MacFarlane.
Sure, we did talk about him as a whole.
Probably.
And we were talking about it, like, again, with this show, they made references to the fourth wall all the time, and they were saying stuff like, oh, maybe we can get away with this if it was an animated cartoon, you know, the pedophile line or whatever. And we were talking about Seth MacFarlane, like, he's starting to become a broken record because he wants to put Family Guy jokes in reality, like live-action TV.
It's just and it never works.
My point is that recipe never works. And once again, we're watching a cartoon show that has, in you know, stuff that if you were to try to put in a live-action show, everyone would frown upon it. It would probably get canceled immediately. Why does it work for animation and not live-action?
People are willing to accept it more, I think.
Just because we know because it's
when
ridiculous?
When you see the cartoon, you just automatically think cartoony and it's going to be stupid and
so
all that.
Cartoons but are safe
or
what?
When you watch a TV show with real life, you know, real life people, you think it should be more real in a sense. And the jokes he tells or the jokes you see on cartoons can't work in real life just because...
But how come it works for us? Like, you and I sitting here joking about stuff all the
friends.
Time.
We can read each other. That's the thing. We understand, like, if Seth MacFarlane was hanging out with us, we could probably... shoot the shit with them all day, and we've been making jokes. But he's trying to take friend jokes and put them into a TV show. Some of them hit, and some of them don't.
Right.
In cartoons, they hit more because it's so ridiculous, they can hit better. Mm. And you can do weirder things to make them hit.
I just find it so interesting.
Pulls off, you know, Chris's nose and rips off his whole face.
Right.
You know?
Right.
How's that going to work in, like...
In real life.
In real life.
I yeah. Mean, well, on. Obviously, you dumb it down with the sight gags, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the verbal gags, though. The verbal
some
gags.
Some of the verbal gags work.
Yeah.
The verbal jokes or whatever.
But it always works in animation.
It does, it does. But can we go back to men being
big
vicious
mouth.
And awful and...
Women or men?
No, men.
Oh, men. Okay,
so
yeah.
I wanted to compare something to that.
Yeah, please do.
So, men are very simple-minded and we're violent by nature. I mean, they say that men cause war and all that. I'm not saying we don't or do. But, if you go look at our porn... Not saying women don't like our porn. I'm saying it's our porn, but it's not really our porn. It's everyone's porn. Everyone's
yeah, entertainment porn. Banter does not have a porn site.
No, we do not.
We do not yet anyways. I don't know. We might be working on it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Wow, we are?
I don't know. Keep going.
Weird. Anyways, men get more aroused by physically seeing naked girls and the action of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Women, they even explain in the show, women get more aroused. I think this is true. They get more aroused by the action of the possibility of having sex. And that is why, like, 40 shades, 50 shades of gray, whatever the... Whatever
yeah, all that is, crap, yeah.
And in a movie, got women so hot and wet. And that's what they had that book. They had a book in this movie to signal that kind
that's of... That's true, right, that mentality. Yeah.
And it's what it is. Like, it's not the act of having sex. Even though reading about it and romancing a girl, they find that more sexual, and men are just more raw, and they just want to have the physical... The physical action.
Right, right. Well, now you're just birds and the bees and, you know...
I'm just saying, like...
Mars and Venus just, crap. I mean,
men and women are just so different.
I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole right now. I'm telling you.
It's a big rabbit hole.
It is, because, God help me, we're going to get ourselves into trouble, first of all, by talking about it.
We're probably going to get a sexual harassment suit in probably 30 years.
Well, that's fine. By then, entertainment producers that are going to jail right now. Watching. And then again, you guys will hear about this about 2 years later, but whatever, because that's when we'll put it on.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Like, it costs monthly to put podcasts on.
I know. We have
that.
To. Listen, we want to pay to make you pay.
Money. God.
We pay to make you pay.
That's ridiculous.
Anyways, let's get back to Big Mouth here. So, what do you think about it? I mean, we talked about the monsters. We talked. They're all Jewish, which is kind of funny and
it's
weird.
It's so funny. I'm Jewish.
I know you are. And, And then, but like for you, the characters, what did you think of the characters, the establishment? What stood out to you, I guess?
At first, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I'm not going to get into this show, but I thought it'd be a funny show for you and I to watch together. And see, you know, what happens. And it takes a little bit, certain new cartoons, it takes me a little bit to get into. Mm-hmm. But after a little bit, it actually, they grew on you a little bit.
Yeah, if you binge watch it.
I probably would. If a new season does come out, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, it won you over that much. Would you go back and rewatch the season?
See, it's not a show I can rewatch. Hmm. It's not one of those shows I can rewatch.
Over and over.
Like, American Dad is a show I can watch over and over and over again. Rick and Morty, I know you've been destroyed by that, by a certain roommate, but
I can watch Rick and Morty
over and over and over again.
Right.
For whatever reason, I got into it just recently, and it's a fantastic show. Like,
you're so funny.
When there's good writing, there's good writing.
Right.
American Dad has decent writing, and Rick and Morty has great writing. This show had just one-sided-minded writing. Like, we are even talking during the show, we're like, how much more can this show go? I already went through all the jokes of,
right,
you know,
there's only so many things you talk about with puberty.
What more, what kind of weird situations they get into. But then they started making episodes called, like, you know, the bloody shorts, whatever the episode
was.
Like, oh god, it was about her period. So like, oh, we're going down this route now.
Right.
Like, we just went full into it.
Well, you know what I didn't like about the show? I thought it was like a, you know, it was like a, what would you call it, like a Family Guy filler, is the pillow
episode.
Stuff. There was no reason for it.
No reason.
It was like,
for that
we needed a cut scene.
It made no sense.
And they needed a cut scene to break up the other scenes.
It was half the episode.
And so, like, they had to fill, yeah, but they had to fill it with the cut scene, and that was what they chose to go with.
Just kept waiting for him to have, like, a high fever, and that's why, like, he was hallucinating all this. I mean, it had its moments, but
no, they kept it. It was real.
It was real.
Yeah.
Maybe we did it at the end of that season.
It weakened it a little bit. I'm sure it's going to be a reoccurring character if they do it.
It was wretched.
Yeah. Well, you know what I hate, honestly? And I mean, I'm a big cartoon nerd. I think I've said that before in the past. But as time has gone by, I don't appreciate... sometimes I call it cheap animation. You know, the character designs just look like weird-ass fucking bugfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the need. Ever since, like, Nickelodeon started drawing people with football heads, I just was like, why are we going this route, this lazy-ass, weird-looking route for character design? Why can't we just have decent-looking characters, you know?
I think it's because American cartoonists, they want us to bring us out of reality, but at the same time keep us there. That's why some cartoons use animals, like your favorite show, whatever.
Oh, it's not my favorite, but
the regular show.
I appreciated the regular show.
Yeah.
But that's just because it did a lot of 80s nods.
I'm just saying, like, they do that to bring, like, there's you can relate to it, but at the same time, it's not taking you fully into it. And that's why some of the jokes land better, because you know, like, oh, they're not people. It's funny, because they're not people.
Yeah. I guess. It's just, I mean, American Dad, but you know what I'm saying? Like, American Dad and Family Guy... You obviously know that style of animation. It's unique. It's its own thing. But what's cool about it is they still, I don't know, it looks like they put a little care into their character design, you know, as opposed to, because like you said, even regular show, thank God they're like animals and literally objects like gumball machines, because the actual people designs in a lot of cartoons today are just, to me, they almost take me out of it. I'm staring at it, and I have a really hard time enjoying it, because I'm like, they look stupid all the time. You know what I mean?
That's why I couldn't watch Rick and Morty right away.
Even Beavis and Butthead.
I hated Beavis and Butthead.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of style of animation is just annoying to watch.
Well, you gotta imagine they were probably on a concept board, and people actually talked about what these people should look like. Unless it was a creator who said, this is the characters, and then they refined them more, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, Simpsons, it was always interesting.
But that was unique, you know, and that was part of the gag, you know.
Family Guy looked more human-like.
Yeah. I mean, Archer, that's a perfect example.
Archer is really well done.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
and it's simplistic.
Fluid of the animation, but what it looks like, it's really well done.
I mean, sometimes it works, you know, like they did the Powerpuff Girls, you know, that was a cute little, that worked.
South Park.
Yeah, South Park was unique, though, because it was like the whole...
Paper mache.
Yeah, that kind of attitude. Yeah, so it was interesting. But the Big Mouth, man, I gotta tell you, it's not my, I don't know how to describe it. I don't want it to be my kind of humor, but at the same time, just like South Park, some South Park episodes I can't stand. When they do cancer and jokes on Family Guy American Dad, I don't really appreciate that, because I feel like there's too many people in the world that's going through that. You know what I mean? Like, they want an escape, and that's probably not what they want
to
be reminded of.
But you gotta be able to laugh at it, I think. You have to. I mean, I don't agree completely, but at the same time, you need to be able to laugh at laugh at yourself, laugh at it all. If you don't have laughter, then what do you have?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying it's a little too heavy sometimes. And this show here, borderline on heavy.
Very.
But at the same time, oof, maybe it wasn't, though. Because all they're talking about is uncomfortable situations.
Maybe that's what it is. We're in a society where people are just uncomfortable with talking about it. And this cartoon's bringing it to light. Maybe parents will show their kids this.
Well, we were talking about, like, I have a brother who has a little girl. And I just had my son, and I'm telling you, like, right now, it's like, I would not want to have that sex talk with my daughter. I wouldn't want to talk to her about having a period or any of that stuff. I'd be one of those, I would be like, go talk to somebody else, and I'm a terrible father. When I actually, if I ever have a daughter, I'm sure my attitude will change, but right now, I can tell you, like, yeah.
Wait till you find those crusty socks in the washer and dryer. Oh, well, your wife will find
them. Oh, jeez. You know what?
The crusty socks, the crusty sheets.
No, what I'm going to say is, okay, look, I'm going to tell you this one, son. Okay, this is how you do it. This is where you do it. This is why you do it. Now get out of here. And don't do it these times, this time, or this time, or I will let your mother find out.
Your mother already knows.
Yeah, she would know. She would know. She would know.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you appreciate, let's go like a final thought now since we're coming to the end of do you like adult cartoons like this?
All right, so here's the thing. If I was a single guy living on my own, yes. It's harder for me to watch it. I mean, there are times, like I said, you and I both cringed at certain parts.
We did.
And I think it's because we're uncomfortable with that sexuality.
It takes a lot to make me uncomfortable. I think it was I didn't cringe at that I was uncomfortable. I think I cringed because of, like, holy shit, they said that.
Well, for me, it was the girl's period because, like, I was just like, I've done theater academy stuff. I've taught kids that are in that age bracket.
Right.
And it's always been one of those, like, very uncomfortable subjects for me because, you know, you got to console them. You got to make sure that, you know, they're all right. And, at the same time, you know, it's just like, you don't know what their family life is like at home, if their mom or dad's supportive, if they're both there or not there.
Right, right.
And so sometimes you're that beacon when it happens right then and there. I mean, it's life changing and you got to deal with it, and you can't be like scared or make them feel uncomfortable. But the whole time, at least for me, I'm uncomfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is awkward. He's like, oh man, you know, and then we made the joke too, you know, it's an old joke that old comedian used to say, but it's like, you know, I don't trust anything that bleeds for more than 5 days and still lives. You know, like, you can't put a cork in it, you know what I mean?
It's a self-maintaining machine.
It's just like, oh God, I don't know how to stop this thing. And that's the other thing, maybe this is the other thing too, guys, you know, we're always trying to fix problems.
Yeah.
You can't stop that. It's like, you know, you can't tie a knot and let it, you know, stop the...
Put some caulk in that crack.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
You're killing time here.
I know. That's what we do.
Would you, would you watch the show with your son?
Not for a long time.
Long time.
I'll watch it right now while he's 8 months, but I'm not going to watch it much more after that.
Last question.
Yes.
Last question.
Okay.
Do you think they make these adult cartoons now because of our generation? We're the generation that grew up with Saturday morning cartoons, and now we're getting a lot of adult cartoons that were not there back then.
That's a good point.
Beavis and Butthead existed, of course, but that wasn't really that adult cartoon. But
yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah, I could say that. Yeah, that's a reasonable thing. We're still catered to us. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
And obviously shock value.
Shock value.
Yep. One thing I will say...
Can we do this? And we will do this.
I will give Netflix a lot of credit. Up until, you know... I mean, HBO was in, you know, Stars would do the racier stuff. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me... But they did it to be racy. Netflix is actually just kind of just saying, hey, your creative thought, it appears to be anyways, completely unaltered, uninterrupted... You know, it's not like a studio exec comes in and says, hey, Blazing Saddles, you know, you can't have a fart scene or you can't do this. You know, it seems like, you know, your life's an open book. Whatever you want to put out there, you can put out there. And in a way, creatively, that's really awesome. That, I mean, whether you agree with the show or not, I mean, they were able to have animated dicks talk to somebody in vaginas. And as twisted and messed up as that is, it is a form of... If I watch that in fourth grade to learn about sex, it would be hysterical, but at the same time, it would be interesting, you know what I mean? I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm learning, I guess.
And you would learn that all, even women get horny.
Yeah, that's all you took out of it, huh?
That's all I took out of it.
You mentioned it earlier, but the one part that I laughed really hard at was that friggin' balls thing. Look at your dad's balls.
Oh my god, because you know your balls are going to get lower, like, you know.
Just like sagging, yeah.
Shark Tank, you know, yeah. Why the indigo lights are in the toilet, you know.
Oh my god.
Dip the balls in there.
It was classic.
Bowl of water and all that shit, but you know.
Yeah.
On that note.
He was probably pooping on them. That's why he had to move them.
Yeah, to move them, you know. And I thought your dad was having sex with messenger bags on, and I realized, look at his balls. God, man. God. So you're not looking, thinking about your dad's balls, man. That's what I've been thinking about right now. God, they're just so big.
Yeah, whoever wrote that episode, kudos. That was pretty funny. Man. But anyway, making fun of men and their ugly
anatomy. And touching on women being crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, there you go. You just got us in trouble right at the very end.
Very end. Made it to the end.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. This is our 30th podcast.
30th anniversary.
30th anniversary.
Woo! It's
been 30 podcasts, and we're still going strong.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'm Matt.
And I'm Joel. I'm done.